Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. This morning, we're talking with Brittany Hargrove, and Brittany is with Mike Miller Park and also the Miracle League of Western Kentucky. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
You guys are super busy.
All the time. We try to stay that way. We try to keep it busy around here and make sure everybody's got plenty of options for things to do, and I think we are definitely taking care of that for sure.
Yeah, and the Miracle League, less than a month away.
Yes, we are right here at it. So September 9th is going to be opening day for the first season of the Miracle League. We are so excited to finally, seems like we've been dreaming about it, talking about it, planning for it for so many months now, and we're finally right here at it. We're going to see this whole league finally come together. We're so excited. We have been taking kind of interest sign-ups for those that are interested in playing where they could get information, and we've had over 40 athletes that have already signed up on that pre-registration kind of. So our actual athlete sign-ups are going to be launched within the next week. So we're really excited to start that registration process and start getting those Miracle League athletes signed up and put on teams.
Now, is there a limit on how many teams you can have, Brittany?
Nope. We will make sure that anybody that wants to play is put on a team, and we'll make sure they all have other teams to play and all that good stuff. So the Miracle League is open to kids ages 4 all the way up to 104. So we will
take
them at any age. 4 to 104.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so basically any
I thought I misheard you.
Take them and they can play on a team. Absolutely.
All right, now September 9th, 16th, 23rd, and October 14th, all right? You're going to skip fall break?
Yes, we're going to skip those 2 weekends of fall break. We know so many families have plans to go out of town, and that not only impacts our athletes, but those buddies and volunteers as well. So we're going to skip those 2 weeks. So the Miracle League games will run those 4 Saturday mornings. They'll be out here, of course, at the CFSB Field of Dreams out here at Mike Miller Park. And it's going to be a great thing just for the community to come out and watch and be a part of and cheer these athletes on and watch them hit their first home run and cheer for them as they run across home plate.
Right, and we do want the community to come out. So what are the start times for those games, Brittany?
We're going to be looking at starting those about 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. We'll be finalizing those actual times as we get our team registrations in and see how many games we need to fit in on each day. But it will be Saturday mornings around 9, 10 o'clock is when those start times will be, and we'll definitely be pushing out those finalized details after team registrations are done.
Okay, and with the team registration, is there a fee involved for these players?
So there is a very small $20 fee. That fee actually covers their insurance. So we do take out additional insurance on those players to cover them while they play in the league. That just it covers their insurance, and it also includes their jersey to wear.
Nice.
But another great benefit is that they don't have to provide their own equipment. So we will provide helmets, bats, all those things for them. The only other thing they would need is their gloves, but we do want to make sure that people know we don't want that $20 fee to keep anybody from participating. So we absolutely have sponsorship options and scholarships to cover that $20 fee for anybody that might not be able to cover that fee themselves.
Yeah, and these players, they're not just going to be from Marshall County. You've opened this up. I mean, it's called the Miracle League of Western Kentucky, so all of the Western Kentucky counties.
Absolutely, and we have really seen that, especially already in that pre-registration or that pre-sign-up that we did for interest. We have seen athletes already signing up from Callaway, McCracken, Graves, Lyon, Livingston, just all over the Western Kentucky region. We've already had players signing up to play. So I think we're going to see a really good regional representation as we start this first season. So we're really excited about that for sure.
Now, will there be an admission for the public to come watch the games?
No admission.
Okay.
Nope, absolutely not. We want everybody to be able to come out and cheer on these athletes and celebrate them on those days. So, nope, it will be completely free of charge for anybody to come out and watch and cheer them on game days.
Okay. Now, what about volunteers? Are you still needing volunteers?
Yep. So as soon as we get those teams finalized, then we'll start taking signups for our buddy program or our volunteers. That buddy program, each athlete is paired with an able-bodied buddy. Those are volunteers from the community that will actually be the ones out on the field with them, helping them swing the bat, helping them run around the bases. And it's a really cool program because it gives the parents of these athletes the chance to just be parents and to just cheer for their kiddos from the stands. So we will be taking sign-ups for the buddy program. In the next few weeks, we'll really start the push on that after we get our athlete registration kind of in and we see how many buddies we're going to need for the season.
And how rewarding will that be for those volunteers?
Absolutely. From the testimonials that we have seen, the buddies swear up and down that they get so much more out of it than the athletes do even. And it's just a really cool thing to see these friendships form just through the game of baseball. And these friendships, these relationships are kind of fostered there and grow there. And then you see those continue throughout the years. And it's all because of the Miracle League and those friendships that were made there. So it's a really neat program that we're really proud of. And we're really excited to be able to implement here in Western Kentucky as well.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. Remind people how this came about.
Yeah, so we have been working on this for about 4 years. I have been in this position for about 4.5 years now. And it wasn't long after I came in, Jeremy Rose and I were actually talking, and he had this idea of doing some type of accessible baseball field. And I kind of took it and ran with it and came across the Miracle League after we had done some research, and it just kind of was a whirlwind after that. We started fundraising for it and never looked back. So 4 years later, here we are. We finally got the first phase, which is that field that is built, it's completed, and it's done and ready to play.
Right. And I know you guys were still needing food trucks. Is that still true?
We are still taking, if anybody wants to, we're looking for food trucks to set up at those four Miracle League dates. What we are asking is that if anybody else is interested, they can email us at parks@marshallcountyky.gov, and they can include the name of their food truck and what percentage of their sales they would be willing to donate back to the Miracle League. We've had a few submissions come in already, and so we're going to be making those decisions here pretty soon. So this would be kind of a last call for anybody else that is interested that may want to come out and do the food part of our game days. For now, until we get our concession stand built in the future, this is just another great way for our food truck vendors to be able to get involved and be out there to support the athletes and give back to the program as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is going to be, if they're September 9th, 16th, you don't have to commit to all four weekends, right?
Right,
or do you?
Absolutely. You can just say, no, you can just say, you know, I'm available for one date out of the four, I'm available for two. So, no, it's not a commitment for all four Saturdays, and we'll kind of schedule that based on everyone's availability.
All right, and the Miracle League, we can't be remiss if we don't talk about what's coming up February 3rd of 2024.
Absolutely. So the Miracle Gala, I believe it's going to be a new staple, a new tradition. We're going to be having our second annual Miracle Gala on February the 3rd. This year was our first year, 2023 was our first year to have a Miracle Gala. Basically, it was prom for adults, and it was the most fun night of the year. Everybody was dressed up in their formal dresses. We had a silent and a live auction, a DJ. We had some amazing speakers. And it was just a really good, fun night for everybody. But the best part was we raised almost $70,000 just in that one night for the Miracle League. So it was just an amazing event. We are so excited to have kind of outgrown that space from this year. So next year it's going to be at Kentucky Dam in the convention center there. And we are already expecting the response to be even bigger. So we had to anticipate a much larger venue. Last year, 260 people were in attendance. And we've already had that many kind of early RSVP for this year. So we knew we needed a bigger space, but it's definitely a night that everybody needs to mark on their calendar and be watching for information about how you can purchase those tickets, because they did sell out this year and we had a waiting list that we couldn't even get everyone worked in on.
It sounds like in 2025 you need to move that to two nights.
Right. You know what? I don't know if I could sustain two nights. Maybe in my 20s I could have managed two nights of a gala, but I don't know about now. But it definitely was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, the Miracle League, the first pitch is around 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 9th. And that's a standalone park at Mike Miller Park. I mean, the Miracle League field is, you can't miss it if you're on 68.
Right. Yep. It's right up there off of 68. You can come in from Mike Miller or you can go straight in off of 68 either way.
All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Brittany Hargrove and talk about all the events going on at Mike Miller Park.